Rav Miller's sugya of Tefillah B'Zmana. And we saw last time that we passed in Tefillah B'Zmana is not a mitzvah, but even though it's not a mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. The Chavis says that's a mitzvah ruvu. We saw even the mitzvah ruvu wouldn't be negated, it's still in you to go to the mikvah out.
Frank.
The mitzvah to go either out to Mitzvah Saino, or so from the Tzvuk Sam Seifer, there's an inyan to go out, there should be any hurim. Another reason why each has to make mikvah is out shibud the bayit. So this is all when the husband's in the city. The lashon is balav yer mitzvah b'zman shlipo mitzvah ruvu afilu achas. The husband's in the city, they need to go in order not to be out the mitzvah ruvu. Let's say the husband's not in the city. The husband went in for simcha or the mountains in the gay over time in terms of going to the mikvah. So Shmuel Yaakov has a tshuva. The shel said that. To do that's very that it's like dangerous to go when it's not around the kama meisim of dibukim, and he writes within the shul that if you put a knife and a tinuk, then maybe that's something which should be good. Shishakov is mafapal in the tomb, and he writes could be the husband's not around, maybe it's better not to go. But and the kama, if you do go when the husband's not around, so these aches the meisim would be to the Aitzes. So what the Aitzes? Aitzes have a knife under her pillow and a teabag. Now, the different story, I'm going to bring it down. Some say you need both, and some say either or. It's interesting. Shishakov himself, the story I was talking about, said you have to have a knife on the pillow, and also you have to have a teabag or something around. In the late Achorim, some bring down oi oi, and some say you need both. Now the Kafachaim is interesting. The Kafachaim says that he grabs his oi. He also writes that he has clothing of her husband on her or next to her that also works. Kafachaim.
Where is
it by? It's in Kufta Zayin, I think it's Kafayin Kas. It was in Kufta Zayin by Sakana. I think it was by Kafayin Kas. He says clothing of the husband also work. What? No, next to her. She's next to her. So I think that's probably more practical. It's like, you say you have to leave a knife under a pillow. Like, no, it's not. She's probably not sleeping so well anyhow because you're not around, right? So now, put the knife under a pillow, forget it, you know? But, you tell you put clothing on the husband, the minhag, that sounds. Sounds very nice, right? I'm tell us the kind of, sounds like, the minhag is, whatever, And, that would be the most, Now, how many days before? No, it's Bikaron. If it's not Bikaron, she shouldn't go to Mikvah. It's not around. Why are you going for it? Unless there's a reason to go. Like, it's negating the mountains, Friday night. So,
why did you book him by the Mikvah? Because he's supposed to.
Fine. So, it's kind of. That's if it's not around, so there's no reason to go to Mikvah, right? No reason to go to Mikvah. But if. It's the game, the mountains and things like that. The husband's coming back Friday night, so the minute was you go to Mecca Thursday night, the fire when the Mecca's so far away. So you do something like that. And Masham has a sad and shuba example of somebody that maybe his one eye's not a problem. So Amais is not so happy. Amais he's not so happy about it. Yeah. Now there's supposed to be a chassid that if the lady goes to the mikvah and she doesn't have passion for the husband, says not such pleasant things, and he says it's not a good thing to do. So therefore, besides all the nyanam of the lamikvah night, but the savasi v'lachaseh that lady goes to mikvah and doesn't have tashmas, not or she doesn't realize the tshuva that is heard shemati yishdavakas that sometimes they get into a fight on the mikvah night and they don't have tashmas, savasi v'lachaseh, they have to be very careful, don't get in a fight on the mikvah night. But what? What? What do you say? Even what? No, love Dafka. If you're not a Yudah Chassidic yet, I don't think this one is rates any higher than. If you're not making Yudah Chassid, if you know the Yudah, you do the right to Yudah Chassid, like, it's only for the. And if not the Inklach, So the place in the discussion, believe it or not.
What do
you say? No, so that's a discussion. If you look at talking about only when it's shayach, even when it's not shayach. That's a discussion. That's because the cases that got discussed, let's say you can have pashmish. Right. So I can't have pashmish. So the question is, should you go to mikvah for other achakas? Or somebody had a mishael, they had a flight that night. So it wasn't a gate to have pashmish. The question is, should you go to the mikvah for other. Well? No, not with the or let's say the husband is avol. The husband's avol, so she go to the mikveh for shayar hachok. So, what do you say? So, picture chuvin kuf chav dalit kuf pei dalit chav. Days brings on Shuvis Evan Shayam. Teres Lidah Filo Bala Shabbos Avshin Zakel Abay Lakim Kol Mei Kovar Shari Lak Tashis Also Shari Kovar Nami Mitzvah. Therefore he brings an Indian that there is an Indian to go to the mikvah even if the husband is not going to have Tashmas with him. Ah, it's a vizuda chas. So they say it's a vizuda chas only when if it's negev, it's not negev.
So flight you should.
Could. You don't have to go to the mikvah if it's stressful for her and she doesn't go to the mikvah when she's flying to the mikvah. She doesn't have to. If she, totally. If you want, you could go. You don't have to go. If you want, you could go. It's totally just what you want to be with the rest on the flight. You know, if you have to run to the mikvah when you're flying in 3 hours, that's something which.
Should be able to fly with the
bird? It's not nothing which you have to do.
Maybe
should go. Is there a husband? Hey, I mean that. The Shach also occurs Mashiach with the Shach Gravis, right? The Shach also, yeah, right. The Shach Gravis also Mashiach with the Shach Gravis. Can't come to everybody say that we have to go to the term. He can take the Bible. If maybe he's going to be Mishal, then in a Chanami, one should not do it.
Yeah.
He says the Archishok is not too happy about it because he's afraid that it'll come in day Mikshal. I guess it's Kaslam Gimel of Yehuda. In a case where you can't have Tashmish and maybe it'll come in day Isser. You go even to Sidar Bonan, can't place him in Sitar. You come to Chibin Nishik, he's worried about that. Says basically, it's, you know, when these shadows come up, for whatever reason they can't have tashmish, it's like, I don't know, whatever the situation is, why they're not able to have tashmish, it's basically, technically, we pass him basically tshuva, just if he's gonna come with the shechazer v'atalo, or come with the yeser, then obviously, don't do it. But if it's not gonna come with the mechshel, then, no, certain conditions in pregnancy, where like, she can't have tashmish for a very long time. So, in those situations, should you go to Mikvah or not? She's also the answer is that's a yeah. But he has to be careful. If it's coming to Ekshah Shabbos, she has to be careful that it shouldn't come to
Ekshah
Shabbos.
Are we also like
that? Now, Benegay Lel Tfilah, it's like a million years. Benegay Lel Tfilah. So we mentioned last time when he gave a lot of tefillah, is that he mitzvahs and he has to go lot tefillah. The Torah Tzimun Reish Man says that there's a mitzvah to have tzarech odom, you have to have tashmish on lot tefillah. He says, what's the makar that there's any in the mikvah lot tefillah that is makar such a thing? Or brachas daf kav dalid. Gemara says that he had a tefillin. Carla Katzas, Shleika gonna get Raisa. I'm Rabbi Munah Kameh, the Vesin Chavi Kameh, the Rabbi of Amelie Zah, say Twilin, go get my Twilin. I'm just gonna make out a Kesser, Shleika Gereisha, the Twilin was on the side, Shleika Gereisha. Vahana Yadana, the Yon Tfila Havi, he knew that was Yon Tfila Havi. Lumi Alokal Maisa, and he got from there that it's Lel Tfila. So from here, this mashmah is Indian of Lel Tfila. The Lel Tfila is Indian of having Tashmas with your wife. So for the basically, this is Makar, is from the small Brachas Gavdal, they says Lel Tfila Havi, they says Indian. On now you go to the mikveh to have tashmit. And the Yehuda Tshuva says that there's no right for the Gemara. There's a chiyuv. It's right for the Gemara. It's a normal healthy thing to do. You did derech eretz. Normal thing to do. But lav dafka that is mamash a chiyuv to go ahead and do it. It just is the regular normal standard. Where's Tshuva? Where's Tshuva? Where was? And then we saw some sefer, which is some kavayin, because some kavayin says that that's on the law mikveh is a made up thing. What's pshat is made up in order to encourage ladies to go to mikveh, being that it's hard for them to go to mikveh, it's difficult for them to go to mikveh. So therefore, they want to go. Therefore, and the bichshash hira, and therefore that's the reason why it came a kubon klai, so that there's any to go to mikveh on the law mikveh. I mean, there's any to have hashemita, but it's not dafka. That's not really. No race of Sherish English Makar. And Waisha Shiva says that the Seder that we're going to Lel Mikvah being a mitzvah is because the Iker Chi of Aina is when there's a Shlikas, when the Isha wants, and in a normal situation, when she goes to Mikvah, she's going to want. Therefore, that's why there's a Chi of Lel Mikvah as mitzvah Aina. So, please discuss, let's say it comes out in Netanach. Okay, let's go before Netanach. As once, by Vei Chashver Rav, and somebody has the Shaila that the Lel Mikvah is coming out on Lel Rosh Hashanah. And I wasn't so interested. And the question was, what is the correct thing to do?
He wasn't interested in
Rosh Hashanah. Huh? What? It's too late. That's how I rush it, huh? What's the right thing to do? What does Alan say?
Go to the big one.
What? What do you say? No, he wasn't worried about about Tayyavoy. And Lel Rosh Hashanah. It's Lel Rosh Hashanah. Huh? What? See you? The Nakasu, the Hashanah was, but he said, don't go. Lel Rosh Hashanah. Would I want my wife to go mikvah Lel Rosh Hashanah? I definitely would not want it to happen. But if that's what happens, we don't pick our mitzvahs, our mitzvahs pick us. There are many situations in life. This is what Al came out. This is what I have to do. Do I want it? No. I'd rather be in the Ilamas. But. You think he's living for Chassidus? No. Once we're in terms of Lel Nittel, so the Chassidim say the same about Shem Tov. They only have tashmis on Lel Nittel, and they say that all of the evil neshamas, people like Avigdor Lieberman and others, they come out on Nittelnach. On Netanach, we hope one day he'll do tshuva. But and that comes out on Lel Nittel, and the summits come down, and therefore one should not pass your son. And you can do it even if you're the Arizal and others, and the Shamas, every single Kashmir brings down the Shamas, even Mubaris, even Menekes, even Zanigea, and all evil ones come down on the Nuttel, therefore one does not have Kashmir on the Nuttel, and even on the Mikvah, is not something which one should be doing. Some Rebbe and others in the Hasidim are very into it. This is true of some Sefer, somewhere Kavit Shuvas. He says along the lines that some Sefer, Helgik, some Sefer. And he says that the whole thing of Nitonach is a minik shtus, and the whole thing of not learning on Nitonach, really what happened was that the goyim are partying around the clock, and they get up at 12 o'clock and they're partying through the night, and there was a kitchen on Klai, so that we're sleeping and they're out partying. What's going on? Therefore the minik started was that they went to sleep early and Elam woke up at Chatzos and went straight through the night. So it shouldn't be a kitchen kai, so they're partying, and we're just we're sleeping. And somehow, so the minute was, you don't learn like nights at a time, you go to sleep, and you wake up. And somehow from there, they're not learning, got extended through the night. and that's him some inikshtus, and he says that, what? Why don't they do it?
You can't learn.
And, no, so I was once at the kai, so they were like 200 bachim there, and they were like, no, I must have 200 bachim, like, this thing on the floor, and they came from Zitz. So, I must have a bachim. I sat down, joined them. So, after a couple minutes, I asked him, like, no, what's going on over here? He said, it's Nitonach. So, we go to this one, it's Shirish. Shirish is bachis. No, it's Vekas. It's a very hard-sucker match over there. By the Kisim Ravi, it's Vekas.
Fine.
I did when I was a bachim, yeah. But Al Kapanim, you know, Etzlino is the Lo Masaira and Avada, you know, Avada Bim Saloy, Bim Satanish, which is the Lo Masaira. Yeah, Mizuru brings on that I'll pick up all the English Thomas below, Rishon Shel Pesach, Lo Shavuos, Shemitah, Rosh Hashanah, Lo Shemini Atzeres. The 5 nights of Pikabal, 6 nights of Pikabal, you know, supposed to have Tashmish. The exception is supposed to be a little tefillah we make. The exception number one. Exception number two is we make somebody who's not Moli B'Yuro. Well, you have to chas v'shalom. Somebody who has a chash yirum or chash chet. Elo shiitza miskabar lehem, yim chesh m'shem kin. Isa terzeh b'am chashom dikam v'kshelom. But Mr. Sam is a tefillah who feel Rosh Hashanah. V'yitva v'malcham, it's a din enes, the kipur m'tishuva, me'evelis, ay shalom. The lachem is not a third hatter that b'makom peruvu. The woman can't peruvu yet. You should not be machmer on these days. That obviously is only hatter if it's shaykh to have children. Obviously, if it's not birth control, embarrassment, I guess, then lemaisa they would not be hatter in those type of situations. So it sounds like that. Mishmur says 2 nights Rosh Hashanah, Pesach. The Kav Chaim says both, but the Mishmur sounds like only one. Only 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And it says everything else Monday. So Lishul Pesach Lishuvos and Rosh Hashanah Lash Minatzeres. No, it sounds like only the first day. Doesn't sound like a Kavachayim Taka brings down both. Now when again going to Mikvah and El Shabbos, so Ogim brings down. That's something Mark says about to go Mikvah El Shabbos. Why? Because Adam near a maker, and if it is no problem going to Mikvah on El Shabbos. The Ogim brings down that if that you should not go to Mikvah El Shabbos. The frat if she could have gone unless she was Nenas. If she could have gone beforehand, she should go to Mikvah on Shabbos. What's the reason why? Because being that nowadays we do not go to the Mikvah, the reason why it's meant to go to Mikvah on Shabbos is why the Gemara says, I'll make a maker. The person just goes to the Mikvah. It doesn't look like you're sacking anything because the person just goes and washes himself off. It's the normal thing to do. Nowadays, if we don't do it, the Meril brings on Zemanig, we don't go to the bath or take a shower on Shabbos. Why else? Saskita, whatever it is. What do you say? So we don't go on Shabbos, so therefore it's not near a kamek anymore, so therefore it's going to be the problem. Which Mr. Dashim says that only machmer if it's shle bizmana, mashang bizmana, it's a mokka mitzvah, then it's going to be okay. The Ramah Paskins, Viteris Lidva lo Shabbos. So that's what I'm saying, Mertar Viteris Lidva lo Shabbos. Im leich lil kalvan kain, meaning the Mordechai only became to be kwein. Dafkin balabir, that's be balabir. Bal not in the city is no mitzvah, it's going to be machmer. Ablavach is going to be machmer. My absolute little chemical, if you could have gone to Mikvah beforehand, what's the case? Or Hazan was in the city, came every Shabbos. Yeshua was through the Litval. Some say it's also to be Toivol. Chinago makes us Mokhemis. Okay, Mokhem say Minigla and Lachmer. It's not make up Machmer, Mokhem Snoggle, Gamachmer. No, it's Shabbos like this. It says that some places have a Minig. Now, what's the Yisrael Dabra? What's the Pshat? Why should it be also? My son, Medina, the Gemara was Mokhem. Right? Elamai, you can say, it's a little problem. Elamai, you can say that what? It changed. So if it changed, it should be also. So what happened, Mokhem Mitzvah? So Akashokhan wants to say that the Yisrael Dabra is that Etzem, the Yisrael Dabra should be Mokhem. Elamai. Nowadays, maybe it should switch. So only Mokhem Mitzvah. But Malka Mitzvah, then the Maisa, we're not going to do Malka. He says, Batsim, which is the meaning of the Nashon. He says like this, Batsim, which is the meaning of the Nashon. Batsim, it should be Mutter. It's just the meaning of the Nashon. The meaning of the Nashon was only in a situation where it's not Malka Mitzvah, but Malka Mitzvah, then he says, then the Maisa is going to be Mutter. What do you say?
What?
No. The pshat in the minig that in the place where they're machmer. The place where they're machmer is the machmer. The place where the machmer would say it's only going to be mutter. The pshat in the bus says that it was possible to go to Mekibu Fuen. It was after Leda. The Azar was in the city. It came from Shabbos. Some say it's Azar to be Tevil. Chenag Misa Mekibus. Those places where the machmer. What's not the machmer? It's the minigan nashim. The minigan nashim was only when this is the first time he able to go. If he could have gone beforehand, then they weren't machmer. The ma'aseh mokshel hakmagam by Shabbos leitifel. This mokshel machmer mitzvah by Shabbos is going to be a problem. The ma'aseh the places say that the shach and others say the ma'aseh the minigus be mekel. He says mashmi bav kishen balavir by Shabbos hafikam Shabbos afikav they efshel leitifel koydim kamokim. Since she wasn't Pesheya, it's Shari to go ahead and be Tevil on Erev Shabbos. And the Minigus to be Mekel, the like Pasha, if it wasn't her fault, the Minigus to go ahead and be Mekel. So, everybody said that. Okay, so, to set up a Chachila going to El Shabbos, you must have to lay the. Nah, not supposed to. Supposed to. You have to lay, you can do Erev Shabbos, if you want. If it's the first time that she's able to. But if she's just pushing it off because well, she works, it's much easier to go Friday night. Friday night is much easier. And that's the reason why she's pushing it off. That's the wrong thing. It's not the right thing to do. You're not supposed to set it up to go Friday. You're not supposed to set it up to go Friday night.
If she did it,
so the mice of the Hira is that Bismana Zeb finds a dark halish that you know, always going to let it go to the mikvah, no matter what. Pasha, light Pasha, Nenas, Nananas. The mice, it's any else a mokim our minigas that we're not machmer. It's a mokim shed loy nagel achmer, and the avid always gonna let it go to the mikvah. But ideally, she shouldn't set it up. She shouldn't set up at that.
I think it'd be more like Sarah.
What do you say?
Is that you
have
the question?
Really good thing from Sarah. No way. Our question is: Refrap is my name. Shabbos Shabbos Shacharis. His man is that like your heart table. They do go to the mikvah. Avshalom itemiskeri. They go to mikvah to service kedusha. So now you're back to the Erika Maker. Whole story was that's not Erika Maker. But Manza and people going to mikvah. So you're chassidus. So you're back to the Erika Maker. Rabbi Chishon mitzvah lechayva.
Because it's women.
And it's the kedua. She said, "What?
Women chassidus don't go.
Women go. Sounds like he's saying that once there's a concept of not going to the mikvah for chiyuv. So the kids are lucky that you shouldn't set it up, but about it once somebody did it, then about it.
You know what I want to do?
Mincha? My Shabbos also
Mincha, Mincha, right here. Mincha, right here.